Thunder Bay. Residents in the McVicker Creek area have raised concerns over homeless encampments, asking the city to abandon its support for a pilot project that offers services to those sheltering in areas like city parks, rather than evicting them. City Council voted to seek advice from its legal department after hearing the concerns, given a recent court ruling that calls into question municipalities' legal ability to evict people from encampments. Jean Adams and Susan Lester, a member of the Brookside Manor Condo Board, presented to council Monday on behalf of a group of area residents. More than 20 tents were set up between April and October of last year along the McVicker Creek Trail that runs behind their homes, they said. Lester said those sheltering along the creek caused disturbances, almost nightly, lit non-permitted fires, and used the creek and its banks as a toilet, a garbage can, and a washing basin. The designated use of this area plummeted, she said. Senior residents were afraid to go walking along the path. There were no more young families picnicking along the creek and playing on the grass with their children or dogs. Residents were in some cases left to clean up tents and garbage, she claimed, saying city crews would respond only after those camping there had left. I'm not a betting person, but I'd wager anyone in this room that if such encampments had popped up in Vickers Park, Marina Park, Hillcrest Park, or around Boulevard Lake, we wouldn't be discussing this issue almost 2 years later, she said. The group asked council to pass a bylaw prohibiting overnight camping on city trail and parkland. Staff told councilors existing bylaws address camping on city property, but enforcing them could be legally dubious and undermine efforts to alleviate rising rates of homelessness. The city has endorsed a pilot project offering support to those living in encampments and connecting them with housing and other services, rather than pushing them out of public spaces. The pilot, developed in response to residents' discomfort with encampments and concerns over violence and harassment against homeless people, saw outreach workers visit several encampments 5 days a week, providing tents and food. The program has connected over 100 people with housing since it launched in 2021, staff reported. It's led by Elevate NWO in partnership with groups including the Mattawa Tribal Council, Norwest Community Health Centers, and the Ontario Native Women's Association, received funding from the city, the United Way, Anishinaabe Nation, and the Thunder Bay Indigenous Friendship Center, and worked with services including police. The city honored Elevate with a Community Safety Award for the work last year. On Monday, councillors expressed sympathy over residents' concerns, and questioned if a new approach could be needed. I don't think anyone in this room would enjoy having a campsite next to their home, said Cown. Mark Bentz. We have to think of it that way, as well as thinking about what we can do to help those without shelter. Having gone through an encampment at County Fair, I fully understand the deputants and their frustrations, said Cown. Albert Aiello. I've seen firsthand the effect of these encampments and what they do to the area, and heard all the complaints from residents, shoppers, and businesses. Aiello also claimed the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Board has rooms for anybody and everybody, so there's no reason to be sleeping outside or to be homeless. City staff later contradicted that suggestion. Cown. Andrew Folds expressed optimism council's response would emphasize supports, not enforcement. We've moved 100 people into some type of housing. I do think that's changing the dial, he said. Whatever comes back, I'm glad there hasn't been any conversation about the draconian measures that some municipalities in the country have taken. Cown. Kristen Oliver said the city must consider the precedent set by a recent Ontario Superior Court ruling that blocked the Region of Waterloo's bid for an injunction to evict people from an encampment on city property. The judge ruled that because there were not adequate shelter and housing options in the region, homeless people had a constitutional right to shelter themselves. Oliver confirmed with staff that Thunder Bay does not have adequate housing for those in encampments, arguing that likely puts it in a similar position. She successfully moved for a report from the city's legal department offering recommendations on how the city can address property owners' concerns with that in mind. Some others suggested environmental design solutions, with Kaun Rajni Agarwal asking if thorny bushes or bee habitat could be used to discourage camping. I can't say that would be our first approach. Again, we're working a lot on the support side, replied Parks and Open Spaces manager Corey Halvorsen. Several councillors suggested the city designate a limited number of areas for the homeless to camp safely where washrooms and other services could be provided, a possibility staff promised to explore. In an interview, Elevate NWO Executive Director Holly Govan said she previously proposed that model to city staff, but isn't convinced it will deter complaints. Wherever it is, it's going to be in somebody's backyard, and this is a very clear-cut case of NIMBY, she said. There are wins and losses with either solution, but we're willing to try to support people in one or two areas. I'm a little bit cautious, it's been done in other communities, and things have not gone so well. While Govan understands some concerns raised by residents Monday, she questioned others she said didn't align with her experience from visiting the site several times a week. She worries council's reaction could derail what she called encouraging progress. We're really getting to the root of some of this stuff, she said. We saw a move by last year's city council from a position of, it's not our responsibility, to, hey, these are our citizens, we're going to commit $1 million to support efforts to address homelessness. She hopes the city will consult with indigenous leadership and health and social service agencies before making any changes. Mostly, she hopes the response won't be based on enforcement and eviction. The sooner we get away from pushing people down the road all the time, the sooner our services can all get in there, support the person, and get them moving forward, she said.